2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past for anybody that's ever coached with him.
The Utah Utes headed to the Rose Bowl for the first time in program history. Emphatic champions of the Pac-12 as they hammer the Ducks again.
For BYU and all of its fans, it was Big 12 weekend. And after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming.
The final countdown. The final countdown.
Here we are counting it down, the final countdown of our college football season as we get down to it. I'll actually miss this. I mean, we're only 12 days from Utah State and UConn. Playing the final countdown music every day. One, it reminds me of Arrested Development and Job. And then two, it gets me excited for college football season. 12 days to Utah State, UConn, as I said. 19 days to Utah and Florida.
19's a good number.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I knew it. You know what? I didn't prepare enough for this during show prep, Jeremy. Because remember, initially you put that it was 29, and then Scott's like, "Oh, it's actually 19." I should have read the tea leaves there that we were going to have. 19's a pretty good number. Hurt.
It's a good number.
It's also the worst quarterback number.
No, it's not. 17 is the worst quarterback number. Everybody knows that.
Was there ever a good 17?
No. All right. Jim Hart.
All right.
How about,
I don't know who any 17s were.
You know, the guy Phillip Rivers.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Still 19. Johnny Unitas.
Is Dave Craig 17?
Oh, boy. I think Dave Craig might have been 17.
You know, watching Dave Craig highlights, he wasn't half bad.
You can't play a cajillion years in the league and throw for 40,000 yards. Dude's out of Milton College. When I was a kid.
Milton College does not exist.
It's not a thing.
How sad would that be?
Yeah, I went
like
to
your, what your college
you go
is
to?
Gone.
Well, I was in their Hall of Fame, but they actually the school disappeared overnight. So they don't have a football program anymore, or the school doesn't exist?
School.
No, it doesn't.
Look it up.
The school doesn't exist anymore?
No, it does. It's gone.
Closed in 1982.
Yes.
I think he closed them out.
Probably dead.
Bottom line is, Dave Craig was, in fact, number 17.
He was a sneaky guy, too.
I don't know if he does anymore, but he led the...
he was this aw shucks guy. And,
he led
know.
The NFL. As a Seahawks fan growing up, you just were like, Dave Craig, you're like close to being a pretty good player. But he led I think he was the career fumbles leader in the NFL for a good stretch. So
he'd hold on to that football. I mean, he'd sit in the pocket for a while, hold on to it.
I just had to make he had to make sure Steve Largent got open. That's what the deal was. All right, so there you go. BYU in South Florida also 19 days away. Scott, the playoff situation looks like I think it's pretty. I mean, I don't think there's anybody who really looks and goes, "Oh, BYU could be a playoff contender," except for who was it last week that said it? Was it
Biamonte?
No. It was Michael Felder. Michael Felder, when he came on the show, he goes, "Oh, BYU, if they go 11-1 or better, they're going to the college football playoff. I said, no. This article is a little bit more along the lines of how BYU can get involved in the playoff.
But
and that's ruining Oregon's chance. It's ruining Baylor's chance. It's ruining Notre Dame's chance. That's how you – if BYU is going to get involved in the playoff, Utah fans, you better pray that BYU wins all those games.
Well, hold on just a second.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You need to respect the fact that BYU holds the key, or at least a little bit of a key to your success this season, Utah. Hold on. I'm just going to give some ammo to BYU fans for a minute. Roll it out there. Hey, Utes, you need BYU this year. They got to beat Notre Dame if they're in front of you. All right?
Yes.
Let it happen. Big 12 champion Baylor could possibly stand in the way.
Yes.
Pac-12 runner-up from last year, Oregon could stand in the way. Let's get it. Let's let BYU do some work for you. You should be cheering on BYU in those games, and in those games only. Or can you not bring yourself to that, Utah fan?
No.
Wake
BYU
up.
BYU doesn't. They're not going to cheer for BYU. Utah's not going to cheer for BYU. They're not.
If it came down to it, and like you needed that W.
Well, that's BYU a different story.
That's what I'm saying. BYU and Notre Dame. On the, 8th of October or the 16th of October, whatever it is, if Notre Dame is highly ranked and they're in front of Utah and they stand in the way, because that will have meant that Notre Dame has already beaten Ohio State, okay? And you need that work to be done because maybe Ohio State's going on another tear like they did last year if they won a game.
This is a nice story. Yeah, this is a nice story.
I'm giving scenarios. That's all I do.
I know, but here's what I think the people at BYU inside that building believe. I don't think they wake up every day to go to fall camp. I don't think they worked all off season to go, how can we disrupt the college football playoffs? I don't think that even crosses their mind. I don't even think they go, yeah, we want to be.
No, disrupting the college football playoffs is a total. Nobody goes, we could go out there and ruin other people's seasons, make their season better.
I actually believe, and it's based on when we went to BYU Media Day. Mm-hmm. I think these guys think they're going to make a run at the college football playoff.
Why not?
They have a hard enough schedule. That's where I think they look at this.
Mitch brought it up. Mitch Harper was on the show earlier, and he goes, you're going to be playing – at some point you're playing an Arkansas team that won 9 games last year and has to play an SEC West schedule. That's no freaking slouch, right? Like they are going to be coming to Provo – as maybe the better team, maybe the best team that we've seen playing at Provo in I don't know how long.
Maybe Baylor might be better.
I don't know. This year, not as much as last year.
They were good a year ago. The reality is, though, is everyone goes, well, BYU schedule's tough, but it's also a better schedule than they had a year ago. As far as it proved to be, you know, that schedule wasn't as hard as maybe this one's going to be. But this is a schedule that could legitimately put BYU in contention for the college football playoffs. It's unfortunate that they start at 25. You know, if they started somewhere, 17, then it's maybe an easier deal for them. You got to remember, this is a team that goes, they go 2 years ago, they go, we were a game away from being a college football playoff contender. And really their game against Boise State, that they fumbled that game away at home, they win that game. And it's a different scenario. They're possibly a New Year's Six team. They're possibly a team that goes to the college football playoffs because no one wanted to get there last year. If you remember, no one wanted to be that fourth team. And they certainly didn't want to give it to Cincinnati. And BYU clearly had a tougher schedule than Cincinnati had. And, you know, so they have one loss on the season, BYU. Then they're in some serious discussions for things. And I think these players saw that. They go, look how close we were. And so when you're that close that many times, you go, why not us? Like, this isn't beyond us. This isn't over our head. We're not this just little independent school here. We're going to be a Power 5 school. Fine, we have a tough schedule, but we got a good football team. Why not us? And that's what I think they believe in that building. And I don't think at any point they're going to go, yeah, we want to disrupt anything. We want to get in.
All right, let's take the break. I like your attitude, Scott. Always shooting for the stars there. We'll come back. We've got ourselves some sound from camp across Utah, BYU. You're going to hear some of the players and the coaches and their comments on that first fall scrimmage from BYU and Utah over the weekend. Stay right here with us. More to go here on the program. Stop playing tobacco's game. Control your future. Free nicotine patches and nicotine gum at waytoquit.org. Waytoquit.org. Come back. More to go. Unrivaled continues. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.